In the name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Dear friends of Christ, this Good Friday, time will be rather brief. Our Lord Jesus Christ in John 13, verse 15, when he washed the feet of the disciples, he said, I have given you an example. Everything that the Lord did in his life was giving you an example. And today, on Good Friday, we see the example of what he did leading up into this. That our Lord Jesus taught us a couple things. And any time some difficulty or trial, anything for that matter, comes, must be preceded by prayer. Before today's Passion, our Lord dying on the cross, what did he do? He went to the Garden of Gethsemane and he prayed. He was praying for strength. He was praying that the Lord, that his Father in heaven, our Father, may strengthen him and his human nature to bear what he was about to undergo. The Lord teaches everything must be preceded by prayer. Second, that we all have to enter into Gethsemane, which is a solitude, a silence. That it's within that that we could hear the voice of the Father in clear ways, to get away from noise and to get away from distraction, even if it's just for a small amount of time. And then thirdly, what happened in the Garden of Gethsemane, the necessary graces came. Lord God, our Father in heaven, sent an angel with a chalice of strength. Now in just a few minutes, you will be receiving the precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ and Holy Communion. When you receive our Lord, ask him to strengthen you. And any crosses, difficulties, contradictions, trials you've experienced in life, especially on this day, united with Jesus Christ. Say, Jesus, you suffered so much. I could bear this little cross and I united with you, but I need strength. Just as the Father sends an angel to you to strengthen you, please strengthen me, journey. And just real briefly, the church promotes devotion to the precious blood of Jesus. We're wearing red here today. We commemorate this day that our Lord suffered and died and shed his blood and water that gushed forth from his heart in love of us. So beautiful, beautiful Catholic devotions that call on the precious blood. St. Peter says, we have not been purchased by gold and silver, but by the precious blood of Jesus we've been redeemed, we've been ransomed. Why? Because we're all sinners. Precious blood, because it's holy blood. It's the blood of the God-man. And Revelation 12 says we have victory over Satan and his dominions by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And there's one scripture passage after another. Colossians 1 verse 14. In whom we have redemption through his blood. And to use that devotion to the precious blood in our daily life, we bless ourselves with holy water. We don't have holy water in the church today because it's Good Friday. But oh Jesus, by this holy water and by that precious blood, wash away all my sins. Or before you pray, a Carmelite saint, Saint Margaret Mary de Pazzi, she would make the sign of the cross over her lips, and she would say, I place the precious blood of Jesus before my lips, before I pray, that my prayers may be purified before they ascend to thy divine altar. Then we have Saint Faustina, we just prayed the chaplet. She prayed that prayer from our Lord. O blood and water that gush forth from the heart of Jesus, the fountain of mercy for us, I trust in you. And you invoke the precious blood, there's strength there. And we could trust that any single trial, anything that's happening to us in life, that we could do all things in Christ who strengthens us. Now, finish with this little prayer. It's from the Litany of the Precious Blood of Jesus, which the church extols. Almighty and eternal God, you have appointed your only begotten Son, the Redeemer of the world, and will to be appeased by his blood. Grant, we beg of you, that we may worthily adore this price of our salvation, and through its power be safeguarded from the evils of this present life, so that we may rejoice in its fruits forever in heaven. And we claim the protection of the precious blood of Jesus upon our property, possessions, parishioners, families, homes, body, and souls. In Jesus' name, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.